Dateline! Antonio Rielli, fresh from his success at SmogCon, has since become a reclusive billionaire. He collects jars of his own sputum and commissions portraits of himself riding lions. Although he has thoroughly forgotten the little people, he has still deigned to join us for Episode 8 of Overload on Air. I'm your host, John Siskington. Here with me is...
Stu. On weather.
Kieran on up-to-date Anto reports.
And Owen with the ketchup report.
And of course, our very special guest, his lordship himself, Anthony O'Reilly.
Update on Anthony O'Reilly. He's coming in live from Skype.
No, yo, you got double booked. Your secretary fucked things up again.
You're fired, number one.
Yes, he's taken away all our names as well. But only Anthony knows which one of us is which.
Yes, the order is always changing.
We all just assume that we're fired because we want to be...
Sister, you're number four.
Oh.
Let's just preempt this. Everyone else may change, but Siski remains bottom rung.
I better be up there. I got you beer and McDonald's.
Currently, you're number one. Number one.
Yes!
You just got fired.
You said I'm number one.
Yeah, but he wasn't fired, number one.
But now fired. He's number three now.
I'm confused. I'm going to eat a Pringle.
Let's just turn off Ando.
So as you may be able to tell from the strange quality of Anthony's voice, he is joining us from his specially commissioned Thunderdome.
In the Bahamas.
Where he has lesser War Machine players compete for his favor.
And he has also realized there is not that much thunder in the Bahamas.
In Bloodsport, not War Machine.
No. Yeah.
You may touch the Terminus Wing, but first you must kill your own father.
Okay. So, was it last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So last week. Last weekend, you guys went to SmogCon, and yeah. Anthony won the Masters event.
Certainly did.
So in all seriousness...
In all seriousness, you can actually look your way into a final and win.
No, I have to say, fairness, it wasn't that...
True story.
He was only playing Martin Hornacek, and that kind of shit.
Yeah, Martin Hornacek's not even respected on the internet.
No, Martin Hornacek's real bad. I mean, he only won some backwater Masters. It's not even run by an actual Irishman.
I know.
Or the same event last year. Well, I mean, it's a hokey event anyway.
Yeah.
Or all the other events.
I mean, Anto won. That's how you know it's a bullshit event.
Yeah.
All right, Anto. So we want you to run us through it. How'd you do it? How did you luck-sack your way into a Masters?
Well, all importantly, I started out by sucking magnificently in the first tournament. Absolutely magnificently. My total VPs and CPs score from the end of that tournament read more like a single game instead of four. Immediately walked out, failed to roll dice, failed to play like any sort of real human.
Yeah, I was sure you had that first game won.
Two in that tournament. And, you know, after that, had to retreat for Sweet Potato and the Encountered Beautiful food-based bromance.
There was a lot of... I don't even know if I'm not even sure there should be a B in that. That was just kind of romantic. Those guys kissed over.
It all came together when we went for that fancy dinner.
Pork cubes and candles.
Pork belly cubes.
Mm-hmm. Right, so
pork belly cubes.
Did you just play the one tournament, then go have a relaxing day, massage, pedicure, that sort of thing, then come back
to
Midnight Miners?
I tried to get a massage, but Bob opened up for it.
That surprises me.
And then you came back for the Midnight Madness?
It was a long day.
And then you came back for the Midnight Madness, or did you not qualify until Saturday?
No, came back for the Midnight Madness with little intention of doing much other than having a bit of a laugh and just being a scar.
Being a what?
Yeah, it turned out that being absurdly aggressive at people at 2 in the morning is quite effective.
Mm.
Because everyone's as confused as I am, so... Definitely looked sack my way through that. Game 3 was a really lucky assassination run against Butcher 3.
That was hilarious, that match was. Everyone was so tired and drunk and were just watching going, somebody do something!
Like the two casters ended up to rupture range to stare at each other at the end of one threat range. And then I slightly spiked the dice and got the assassination run there.
Also, turns out Iskar is really good in that format.
Yeah,
it's basically 35 points mangled metal. Like,
yeah. Is that what the...
Yeah.
So what? Highlander, so you get one Warcaster, just one list, one solo, one unit of 6 men or less, one unit attachment or weapon attachment, and as many beasts as you want, but no duplicates.
I thought Anto played straight mangled metal.
No. Or maybe, most people did actually, because in the format, a lot of units aren't great. No, we had Bane Trolls and Tyrant Recession.
Straight Mangled Metal is actually really funny on side note, because the rules of it are if you destroy all the Warjacks, you win.
You win.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gotta watch out for that, because people will get caught out not expecting it.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to assassinate.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. If those had been the rules, I would have lost two of those games.
Scar running around like a boss.
I don't need no Warjacks! I don't need no man! I'm gonna be America's Next Top Model!
Insert mandatory great rock joke here.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she said.
What?
Geron, I missed you.
Really?
Siski just doesn't make as many depraved jokes. It's
just... Sounds properly brought up.
Oh!
My mom!
Your poor mom.
Oh. Yeah.
She made me well.
No. No, actually, the opposite of that. She's an awful mom.
She'll kick your ass.
Probably.
Anyway.
Okay. Right, so you qualified through the Midnight Madness, which was some sort of mad format. Fido Dido.
Oh, God. What happened to him? Did he get AIDS?
Cartoon sponsor.
I got a question.
What?
I was expecting a question.
Oh, as
life
changed.
We forgot you were there.
Kieran distracted us. With his dreamy eyes. And
so, you qualified...
We remember that he has more trophies than you do, so we started paying attention to him instead.
You qualified.
They're all old trophies now.
Oh,
Still trophies.
So
weirdly hypnotic Kieran pouring himself some 7-Up.
So did you play any much War Machine on the Saturday?
I did not play a single game on the Saturday. I came in with vague intentions of just playing around the smog pit for a bit.
Right.
But ended up just sitting around and recovering from, you know, Midnight Madness.
Because those of us that were at home, did Pat Dunford play any games on the Saturday?
He played Hydra, didn't he?
Hydra was the night before.
Oh, okay, yeah. He had already qualified.
What did he qualify for?
Did he play 65 points?
He was going to, but didn't bother.
Jason did.
Yeah, I did.
You did as well.
I was supposed to be playing the 65 points as well, but I dropped and was immediately glad of that decision, because when you start watching games in that format,
it was horrendous.
It's way more fun to build for than it is.
Yeah, no, it's really fun to build for, because you get that extra 15 points you want, and then you realize it's just 50 points, but longer.
Yeah, like the game, it started around 12 o'clock and didn't finish till 2 in the evening. At night. Like it was horrendously long.
Really,
Liam was running the slow Gristle theme at fucking 65 points. Looked miserable.
Well, like once I looked over and I looked at Jason's table, which is just every prick's unit. It might have been he was playing against that troll list, but it was just everything I looked at was just like. Ugh.
Yeah, it was all melee infantry. Yeah. So it was like, this is going to take 8 turns.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised to hear this now, because everyone was so kind of enthused by it before.
Building this for it was really fun, but me, Anto, and Noel had actually played a few lists of it, and in gameplay we were like, oh, this is actually less fun than we imagined. Maybe when we get there, it'll be great crack.
And it wasn't
unfun, but it was just not as good as 50 points, which is true of almost every format that isn't just 50 points demoted. For me, anyway.
Like, was it...
Yeah. It didn't help that I had a really, I just didn't enjoy my dynamics at all. I found the format really just jippy.
Okay.
You had a real hard time building a list for it.
Yeah, Circle, not so good in that format.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you, Anto, when we were here at home and we were talking between ourselves, and we were kind of like, what do you reckon? Anto's qualified now. He's not going to play a single game on Saturday, is he? he's just going to forget how to play War Machine between Friday and Saturday.
He's going to loosh his way around the tournament, flopping his hair.
Ignoring gravity.
The tournament and sit back. You know, Billy Crookshanks runs around ruining model of the day.
That was hilarious. Oh my god, what happens if I do this in the middle of a cavalry charge? And you see both Norbert and Maudlin's face going, I don't care. It did for a while, then they actually realized no, it didn't.
It worked. We probably told everyone at the convention.
Yeah, well, they changed their mind halfway through and actually, no, it doesn't work.
We blew everyone's mind about a different rules query, though.
It was also
Rune Breaker.
Spread massive misinformation all about the convention. Like cavalry charges and Rune Breaker.
But no one ruled against it all weekend. Because I was going around asking, okay, so what happened was I was playing a troll player game on Andy Garrard. He's from Nottingham, I think.
Oh,
and he plays in, like, Liam Jordan's meta as well, like the guy where, like, the famous Northern English meta. But I charged in a Warpuff, and he was like, okay, Runebreaker removes Primal. I was like, what? I don't think it works like that. He was like, here's the card, and it goes, remove Animi in
models
in this model's command range. And I was like, I thought that was a pulse. And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, then. And I was like, does that not just mean Circle can never beat Mulg? Or a list with Troll list with Mulg in it? So I asked everyone all weekend, and everyone was like, no, I don't think that's how it worked. Read the first list of the card and was like, oh, I guess it is. Well, everyone's fucked, right? Because you can't even rush over walls and stuff. And yeah, no, it turns out we've just spread lies.
So it's just,
it had been ruled on by an Infernal like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it is a pulse. It was ruled on like 3 years ago. I've had a 2011 ruling that it's a pulse.
What you're saying is all those English players are cheaty bastards.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
On Brennan?
All English troll players. Horrible.
All English players.
Liam Jordan certainly isn't a nice chap, Otto.
And what about the cavalry charge thing? What was that?
At the start of the day.
That was even more janky.
It looked like because you were stopping your movements to do your impact attacks.
You could curse.
Things that could happen at any point during activations.
And worse, you could go Flashing Blade with like Vlad 3.
Flashing Blade on Vlad 3.
Yeah, but at the start, a few of the judges were actually saying, well, actually, yeah. But then they looked it up and discussed it with a few others, and by the end of the day, it was like, no, you can't do it.
Okay.
Good. No one actually, it was purely
just because it's retarded. It's not how Ride Base should work.
Vlad just gets ultra impact attacks.
And they're also limits on what you can do in the middle of your movement. And
usually not how you're supposed to work. Yeah.
But I think they were still stuck on the idea of the
curse.
No, it was impact attacks when you're on a wall or.
Oh yeah, can you stop
bulldoze
there?
On a wall or something like that? Yeah, I think that one's. I don't know if they can.
Can you physically be there?
You can't actually be there.
Oh, fucking Jason Souls asked me that. At the Masters he was at, he wanted impact attack while stopping on a flag.
No.
Because it's an incorporeal model. And impact attack, and he called me over, and he opened with, I know how this works.
Don't you know who I am?
He called me over, it wasn't the other person. It was Jason being like, Judge. I was like, yes, Jason. He's like, I know how this works. And I was like, this is not a good opening, Jason. And he's like, but this is what I want to do. Whatever you think is how it works is how I will play it. I was just like,
assume the right answer was that he could.
He never told me what the right answer was.
What?
So I told him he couldn't, and that was it. And I was just like, I don't know.
Did he go back to drinking heavily after it?
Wait, what? He or drank heavily the whole time.
Did he stop drinking heavily at any point?
No.
No. We had breakfast with him and he wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
He was very, very hungover that morning.
And all morning.
Yeah.
He did explain to me the Witch Coven backlash interaction, though, so that was cool. Which was, to quote, the rules don't really cover that.
That's so often true with the Witch Coven, yeah.
But the only way to do it is to distribute, have the Witch Coven player distribute the damage. Yeah.
Okay. So, Anto, we're going to go through your Masters performance. And so we want you to talk about each round, just who your opponent was, what they were playing, how you picked your list, and just a highlight or two of that. And we reserve the right to interject with random abuse at any time. Is that okay by you? Yeah. Go for it.
Okay.
You're a wanker! Yes!
I think we just blew the mic up.
Yeah, the red things are flashing there.
No!
Yeah, it's flashing. Okay, go on, you're safe.
My mic's turned up right now, isn't it?
Nope.
Yep, yes. Yep.
We shouldn't have answered. Anno, go on. Oh no! I guess he's gone, folks. Right, go on.
What a shame. Alright, yeah, first round was against Ben playing Legion. And
then Lockwoodary
So I dropped Peace Scar into it. The Peace Scar list was 30 Bane Knights, Blood Witches.
Yeah, they're all in endgame game.
The lists are all up, so talk about the Terminus one a bit later, but dropped Peace Scar into it, figuring I could weather, you know, eruptions of spines and stuff on my feet turn and get in with too much. He got first turn, came forward very aggressively, so I feeded bottom of one. I just ran into him. He feeded to counterfeed me, but didn't have 10 defense off armor 21 enough.
Oh, he actually went for it.
Didn't kill stuff. Sorry?
He actually, I thought he'd actually, like, backed off and you just forced him to feed late.
Yeah, that's, I expect him to, after I got the Alpha Strike, but he feeded into me But didn't kill enough stuff to stop my off strike being fairly damaging. Got most of his high depth infantry with a, you know, and then just sort of grinded out from there. Like, I ended with a lot of pain. I just, you know, kind of, I was on course to win on scenario, but he charged Bethane in, and eruption of spines into Gerlach, and the bounce onto Bethane killed her.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's how that game ended up. We were talking about it afterwards, and kind of, he said the same thing, that not backing up and saving the beat was probably his biggest mistake.
Yeah, yeah, I'd actually thought that's what he did, but you'd just, like, gone way too far into him at that stage.
Seriously, guys, are we not doing phrasing anymore? Nice.
Phrasing! Okay, game two?
Game two...
Fuck you, Ando! I feel so good.
Just
game two was against Victor Larsen. He was playing... Again, the Krix drop was... seemed kind of obvious. It was... He had Peace Swordship. And most of the time... Oh, no, sorry, Epic Swordship, but kitted out to fight Krix, so I dropped Prime the Dagger into that.
That was a clusterfuck. I remember watching that and just seeing everything going on.
But in a nutshell, I entered the game on 18 Mechanithralls. It was 6. So just over the course of the game, I was ready to grind through.
I think what he's saying is that
he started with min Mechanithralls and got it up to 18.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I was at a point where, had he not killed one of my Necrosurgeons, I would have run out of Mechanithral models.
That seems okay.
He did have the coolest t-shirt in the world.
NIST fight where his NIST were crippling grassed and iron fleshed, but couldn't quite kill each other.
I think speed 4. Crippling grasp and iron flesh.
Yeah.
That's miserable.
Yep. So
this unit standing across me, his and his were crippling grasp and iron flesh. So defense 16.
Yeah.
No, just
killing a couple of models a turn. And yeah, eventually he went for an assassination run that failed and left Sorcha standing in the middle of my army.
He was low on time, was he, by that?
Yeah, we were both pretty low on time by the end of it. I was a little bit ahead. And I was a bit ahead on control points, so I would have grounded out on that probably, given that, like, before my time ran out. The third game was against Pat Dunford.
Princess Pat,
yeah.
Of course.
Little sad, because we were kind of hoping that there was a possibility of an All-Irish final.
Mm.
The other hand, did guarantee an Irish person.
That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. Like, worst case, we have an Irish person in the final. You know, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yep. Yeah. So, that game was, he dropped Siege. Rough matchup for... A bit of a rough matchup for Terminus, because he's got to, you know, worry about a dice spike on Siege.
Siski going for a piss, just to say that.
Oh, come on.
What?
Supposed to wait until Ando has to go. Make him feel like he's the
Ando
first.
Ando went for a piss.
He did. He went for a piss before we started.
The first 2 minutes of us Skyping him in, so fuck him.
Yeah, I'm a negative time this time.
He's not even wearing pants.
Or underpants.
No, I just got up and picked up a discarded whiskey bottle.
But anyway, go on. Siege Terminus.
Grim silence after that statement.
He's like, why? Why? We're going to make a mistake.
But unfortunately, that game ended up being quite short. Pat left the Ranger in Madeline range after throwing in some early shots and not really. And that triggered Madeline, so Terminus was able to get within 12 and a half. And then I stopped and thought for a while. Tried to decide if going for an assassination run at that stage of the game was kind of pointless and crazy. But in the end, decided
Ball
to go
deep.
For it. Allocate one focus to the Kraken, and the Kraken pushes Terminus. And so Terminus charges into one of the TAC dwarves.
Thus developing the hashtag and actual name of the Terminus list.
Yep. 1-inch push, be a man.
That's how Anto was conceived.
Did you say Craig Conroy when you did it?
Craig Conroy!
20% of
the shirt. Actually, Craig Conroy's shirt is cursed. I was wearing it during the first tournament when everything went horribly wrong. I think it reversed and Halo cursed me.
That seems legit.
Payback for Keith.
I was actually talking to Pat just after the game, and he did that really common thing, which he's like, he started planning for Madeline early in the turn, did his turn, and then finished the turn, and was like, oh, fuck, by the end of my turn, I forgot Madeline again.
Yeah, we had a conversation earlier in the turn when the Stormhawk came up, and he was like, you know, okay, I'm not going to drop a pod because I see Madeline there. And I pointed to a spot on the board and go, no, drop her right there, it'll be fine. And then I looked down at the board at the start of my turn and realized there was a ranger standing right where I pointed.
Yeah. Like, oh, subliminal messaging.
I missed it.
Nice.
On my turn, I'm like, what? Madeline.
I almost did that against Pete my last game against him, though. I was putting a burrower down. I was like, this doesn't matter where this burrower goes.
No, I saw that burrower. This burrower, you were like inch moving all the burrowers again, right? So you're like, I want that burrower an inch forward. Then you looked up. Looked at Madeline for like a solid half minute, and then the borrower just started to go back. Not like really far back, just an inch hops for like five of them in a row away from Madeline. He was way behind everything, the rest of the unit. It was just really funny.
Fuck that bitch.
One shot.
One shot that bitch. Hashtag.
Put the hashtag first, Sue.
That's the way I roll. Not the way I roll.
Hashtag space.
Hashtag. Hashtag.
Hashtag too many hashtag related jokes.
Okay, and now the big final. After you ganked, done
played some no. sucker playing Scorn.
Yeah, some guy no one's ever heard of. And luckily, I had an hour to sort of decompress between those two games. Martin's semi final game with Robin was a long game.
That was.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was a really good game. It's of note that Martin was locked into Mordekaiser for this last game, but Anto had all three lists to choose from.
Yeah, and like this is probably the most interesting thing to talk about is what we've got. Like I've had the most questions about was people were wondering why I dropped Terminus into that matchup.
It's because you're bad.
Oh yeah, that one. Let's hang up on him right now.
No.
And that's the end of that chapter. Decision.
Clearly, because he won, he made every right decision.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go on.
We were talking about it just before the match, and the kind of first thought would have been Peacecar, because she's got guidance to Kendra's feet, basically directly Kendra it, and plenty of ability to kill with it. But the more I thought about Terminus, the more it seemed like a better plan. The Kraken ignores the shield wall on the Citradi and removes them from play, which takes away reviving Citradi as a thing. If I could just go in, kill three Philip on corpse tokens, back into focus next turn, kill the other three, that would put me in a strong position with stopping revives. I had Edmonia in the list.
Yeah, that was a big thing, I think, having Edmonia in that list.
That would be a really big part of the matchup. And also there's the fact that when people look at that Terminus list, they have no idea what's going on. As evidenced by much of the reaction, like, what? How did this list even work? More than one person has said, it hadn't won, I would assume it was complete crap.
That's exactly the...
That was what we said.
I feel like you should just rename the list, actually. Yes, Terminus is the Tarpit. Just to see people look at it and try and understand the list and read, like, Terminus is the Tarpit at the top of the list and then look at the list and go, what the fuck? Because a lot of the time, right?
Just tech the Kraken from charm.
Yeah, the Terminus just goes, fuck it, I'll stand in front of the Kraken so they can't kill my Kraken. With my caster, I'll just use my caster.
I was watching in the Twitch feed, and the bit where you charge in to get a couple souls on his feet, and everyone's like, and then Terminus charges into the middle of the army? What's happening?
Yeah, we were watching at the same time, we're like, what's going on? Is he popped his feet? I don't know, the soul's coming from somewhere. What's going on?
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, you don't need more than three or four souls to be invincible against nearly everything.
Uh-huh.
Particularly against the Mordekaiser list, it was only really the Bronzeback that would threaten me on full camp, assuming Dara was up.
I remember
Citradi put a POW 9 weapon master, which doesn't really get it done against Armor 24.
Even a POW 11, they're not really doing that much.
Dice. So the Bronzeback was the only thing I had to be scared of, and there was no Gladiator, so it was a predictable threat.
Man.
So I only needed a handful of focus to be able to kind of be fairly effective in the middle of the table for a couple of turns.
So you didn't
and the main thrust of the plan was, eventually the Bronzeback has to come into the Kraken, that Terminus kills the Bronzeback back, and we move on from there. Where I'm probably in a fairly dominant position at that stage.
And that basically happened, except for Martin was actually on a flag really open.
Yeah, well, I moved Terminus across the second last turn. he started scoring control points, and I realized that, you know, I had to get Mordekaiser off that flag or I'd lose out scenario. So I moved her to within 10 inches of the flag.
Yeah.
And then kind of pointedly measured it. And fully assuming that the bronze back was coming into the crack and I'd take the Mordekaiser gets off that flag. So I was quite surprised when Mordekaiser stayed on the flag and shot Gorman, who was contesting. And to the point where I spent most of the rest of Martin's turn going, it's a trap, it's a trap, it's a trap, it's a trap.
He's done something.
It nearly was, because if I'm dumb, I forgot things.
Yeah, you nearly derped that one.
I nearly derped that one. Like, I went in, landed in, like, so don't boost a hit. And in that moment, completely forgot about Poltergeist.
About Poltergeist, which, yeah.
Poltergeist.
Which had just triggered about 10 seconds before. On one of the Wither Shadow.
Before it, but I kind of got away and just looked at the table for a while trying to figure out if there was anything I could do to put more damage on to make it more likely. And then just completely blanked on poor old guys going in. As it was, I had hitting on fives with puppet strings up, and I only needed to hit him twice. So it wasn't complete madness, but it certainly wasn't planned. So
I had plenty still of
focus to put every hit. It's in with puppet strings.
You have easily done it. Seven focus? You had a soul at the start?
Yeah, got a soul at the start, so I could have boosted a hit and then bought and boosted twice. And three.
Yeah.
So three I times. Had four goals of boosted hit. Boosted damage.
Dice plus two? Is he 15? Is he 14, 15?
I've taken 10 damage.
No, it's more than that because you have... Yeah, because Pyramus is basically a pound 19 effectively. So yeah, dice plus loads.
Pound 18 effective.
I also wasn't expecting him to run a Tyrant Commander right up beside Mordekaiser, because the Cloud had actually, even with a Madeline and a Dara move, I wasn't sure you were making it around that Cloud.
You could charge the Swamp God around the Cloud and reach over.
Tyrant Commander moved into the Cloud. My plan was to run up one of the Wither Shadow combines to charge.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
The backup.
And also with Death Ride, he goes pretty far.
But really, the other really clutch thing in that matchup was when Martin failed to kill Admonia on a boosted damage Puppet Stripping Kreis. X-Break, which was the source of the you know,
swear word. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
That was really a huge factor in the matchup, because no hollow means Dara stayed on, which meant his damage rolls kept back and not doing a lot of damage or making a lot of headway. You know, it messed with his fury generation. And if he'd been camping, well, maybe even one more fury, then I would have actually had to risk not boosting to hit.
Yeah.
As opposed to camping two or three fury on that turn, I wouldn't have had to boost a hit, or wouldn't have been able to boost a hit.
Yeah.
Would have just had to go for fives and hope for the best. Or abort and go for the bronze back and hope that I don't lose on scenario before his time runs out. Which we were both less than 10 minutes at that point as well, though, so it was getting close.
Yeah, his time was getting really close.
But being able to keep Hollow off in that match was a big change to kind of the mid-game part of it. Just push the advantage slightly on my side.
His agonizer, though, also really. His agonizer really fucked with your crack and will fuck with the Sadrati.
Well, I was really. When I failed the kill shot into the agonizer, but with still having puppet strings up. Puppet strings failed us both at certain points, but that was way less likely than his killing Admonia.
Yeah, I mean, agonizer is freakishly death 13.
13, 16.
Yeah.
And 8 hit points as well.
Yeah, I was needing eights to hit anyway, but I would have been hitting at a dice plus two if I did. Because I had the two cards on.
And of course.
One turn of full focus cracking, given the way the board was, would have eaten most of the Sadrati.
Yeah.
Or at least gotten my three, which is the all important thing. You know, just three removed from play. That's the final, I guess.
Well. Yeah, congratulations.
Next week, so I best not screw up and...
I think you're just going to lose round two.
It's going to be very amusing.
It would be really funny if Ando lost round one.
Oh, hilarious.
To me.
That'd be the best!
Actually, do that. Set that up. No way.
And we got to film it.
Oh, yeah. Waiting for him to lose. Let's
go. What?
And one grudge match, let's go.
Yeah.
You're the worst. Told you. You're the worst.
We'll put your spot on the Northern Ireland team on the line, yeah?
Yeah, if you lose to Anto, you're on Team Ireland, and Anto's on Team Northern Ireland.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure Team Northern Ireland can handle that much talent.
That's
ragging
your team.
On your own team.
Yeah.
Have no loyalty whatsoever with it.
Siski has no respect for any WTC team that would take him to the WTC.
You guys are losers.
A prerequisite for me respecting a team is that I am
not on a, not even in the running.
I think I've said on this podcast that me being on a WTC team is a travesty against all natural justice.
It is. But I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's Team Northern Ireland.
So yeah, round one Ireland versus Northern Ireland would be the best. Oh yeah, other people small con. Bulger.
Great.
Why do you suck?
My first round,
of what?
My first game, I arrived on the Friday, I was playing one of the guys from Oman. Really nice guys, can't remember their names, unfortunately, because I'm a really bad person.
Oh, man.
they're really nice, isn't it? First thing I do is I charge Monica Karn out of control area. That was amazing.
You're a pro like
oh,
that.
Oh, no. That's first round of the hardcore was even better. I didn't even deploy my pain givers.
You're the best.
I didn't deploy my pain givers. I was like, okay, man, my pain givers walk up and
did the guy let you put them on?
The man goes, yeah, just have them run up. Grandma, thank you for rolling. I'll take some frenzy checks next turn.
So you were playing Scorn at this event.
Yeah!
The 2 weeks before you were meant to play Convergence in the Masters.
Oh, fuck that shit.
After so long of not playing. What the fuck?
I'm really bad at everything. I'm a bad human. So I'm not even... Yeah. I'm going back to Scorn.
You're the worst human I know.
Because...
Except for Brandon, who's the history's greatest monster.
It's really, well, it's not even really in the running, really.
No, no. Yeah, I played a lot of games, had good fun. Played with some lists I came up with all by myself with. One of them definitely Lord Tyrant Moth didn't come up with.
No, that guy's bad. He plays Manon.
Yeah, no, he plays Scorn again. He plays delicious Scorn.
From our personal experience, people who play Manon are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, played
I resemble that remark.
Wasn't you, obviously.
You also play Manon, Brandon.
Damn. Oh, yeah, well, people play Manon don't even know you have to roll to hit.
That's
Whoa.
Cool. Is that a
circle?
What?
What?
You were playing Circle? Oh, you were playing
Sigar. I had a good time at SmartCon. Yeah, it was really fun. I met lots of cool people. That's basically it. No, it'll take ages to give shout-outs to anyone I played, so I'll just say that everyone I played was really good fun. I didn't have Anto's success, but it was still really, really good crack. I played 50 Point, then I played Midnight Madness, which was miserable, but the people I played against were fun. I played 65 Points, and then I played a Day of Smog bit.
Oh, then cheat against me.
I did cheat.
Which are Epic Kaya Team Force. Taking a non-living character.
I started with 3 extra points of Skinwalkers. By the end of turn 2, I was like, hold on, that's too many points. And I just lifted 2 bot models out. I was like, let's do this.
Then you realize.
And he was like, seems like there shouldn't be non-living Warbeasts in that list. And I was like, you're right. There probably almost certainly shouldn't be non-living Warbeasts because I had Megalith in it. Like, I was like, let me check.
That's all good at Kaya.
Kieran, fuck it. Let's just play this. Yeah.
1 point away from killing Megalith. 1 point for everything.
Was it meant to be a Team Force?
Yeah, it was totally a Team Force.
Just I hadn't played Kaya in
ages. Did you AD all of them sweat?
Yes.
I saw Anto talk. And no, I just
sorry, Anto. Your laptop was making this annoying whirring noise, so I turned you down.
That was just Anto talking. It's an annoying squawky noise coming from Skype.
Oh god, what is that? That Anto.
Must be Anto's computer.
I would highly recommend Europe's premier American event as well to everyone who wants to go. It's really, really good fun.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Oh, yeah, really
fantastic event. Like, if tickets went on sale right now, if I want to get.
Yeah, I'm going back.
Premiere until BugCon.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It probably is.
Okay, what else do we want to chat about?
We want to talk about. So our next topic is.
Oh, we're 42 minutes.
Okay. So our next topic is.
I learned that from Muse actually, reading out how much time you've been recording on air. It seems to be a thing that people like. And then it doesn't match up with the actual time in it, and everyone's like, "Oh, we're seeing behind the curtain. It's so cool."
You honest to God don't want to see behind the curtain. Anto is sick and in his underwear. I'm really sick and Kieran is naked.
One thing that we haven't actually commented on is since we last recorded, we actually managed to get our potato curse in full work.
Yeah,
I think we all of us managed to curse the balls and get that bastard Christensen to lose. Yeah, pretty after that, like.
Yeah. So much so that he was afraid enough of the curse by the end of the weekend to beg for it. Like,
yeah,
beg. Like, there, I wore my jersey!
I got your fucking jersey. Basically. And his giant ginger beard.
Yeah.
Ginger.
He's a man who has clearly had his grandma boinked by an Irish dude at some point. Viking. And just has... Oh yeah, maybe. But just he's got a leaf the red beard and it's just an unfortunate clue. Slag Anto, should we do one more round of that?
Yeah.
Slag Anto.
Has anyone got any good burns? Stu,
you're well, I'm more famous than he is now, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. Chain Attack. Woo!
Yeah.
Kieran is more victorious.
You're on Chain Attack?
No, Chain Attack posted my articles on there.
Yeah. I'm more villainous. Yeah. And,
Siski, you're the least villainous person I know.
I don't know. It's basically the face.
No! He's a koala bear!
Hey, koala bears are vicious when they're not.
He would drop out of a tree on you.
And my fingerprints.
But there would be no Machiavellian.
My fingerprints exactly match humans.
Oh, maybe Siski is secretly villainous.
Yeah, the facial hair. The facial hair is definitely villainous.
No, it just makes him look more like a koala bear.
Villainous koala bear. Oh, yeah.
That's drop like a 12-year-old.
Drop it.
Oh. Striker.
You motherfuckers.
That had to be Australia's happiest new casting. Striker.
Striker.
Quakers.
Striker. All right, the Quakers are coming.
I feel like we haven't been racist enough this episode.
That's the Australians. Doesn't count.
So, should we start in Asia and racist ourselves across continents in a geographical order, or just racist randomly?
By next episode, we may no longer have a Ukraine.
Isn't it the Ukraine? Is it a Ukraine or the Ukraine?
No, it's no Ukraine.
It will be no Ukraine.
It'll be my Ukraine.
It'll be Crimea. And
that's what they get for calling their capital after a delicious chicken snack. Of course they were going to get invaded. That'd be like if we renamed Dublin Custard Delight. Fuckers would be invading us every week.
I think Anna just died. Or vomited.
Or quacked. Or...
That's the best, really.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the politically correct stance of blaming Ukraine. I'm blaming the name of Kiev for this horrible travesty. No Ukraine. A load of Russian, like, English professors, professors just got really annoyed trying to decide if is it a Ukraine, the Ukraine? So they just invaded.
I love anything we say about Ukraine is going to be out of date in about 45 minutes.
They're bombing Kiev as we speak.
Jesus Christ.
We seem like
in all seriousness, our sympathy goes out to
we
the...
We are monsters.
No. For actual, for realsies.
Yeah, in all seriousness.
We hope Russia doesn't take over.
Overload on Air, that vaunted international forum, gives its sympathies to the people of the /A/some Ukraine.
And or, in retrospect, no Ukraine. Morphia.
No, that's...
How was that meant to be a comment?
Anto, we were discussing how you are the perfect human specimen.
Oh, Antopomorphia.
And we'll probably be...
You've seen Anto.
And we'll probably be abducted by aliens wishing to clone humanity.
He finally conquered gravity this weekend. We were all impressed.
Ah,
there wasn't a single gravity-winning...
Martin Hornacek's nickname, Gravity.
No, but seemingly I'm Susan.
That's Martin Hornacek.
I always fall into his arms.
I was Sharon for the weekend. The funniest thing...
They always throws apples at my head.
Motherfucker.
Apples. I don't understand.
No, that's really weird. What? One of the weirdest things happened on the Midnight Madness on the Friday. So I think Hornacek got his way and had my name put down as Sharon, the Irish guy with the hat.
Sharon Bulgar.
Yeah. But so I was walking around with a giant, you know, paddy hat on, big bright green Ireland symbols all over, almost Irish hat you can come up with.
Irish.
Some guy turned around.
33 in a turd.
No, some guy turned around and went, "Who's the Irish guy with the hat?"
Well, in front
he was
of
playing
you,
me. Yeah, he's like, "Which one's the Irish guy?" You're a fucking moron. Well, you were wearing the hat.
Yeah, I had a hat. I was like, was he blind? Maybe he was blind.
Oh. Just all
blindness seems like something that would be difficult for a War Machine player to overcome. On the way over, I was like,
now I understand
what's going to happen to me if I lose my glasses this weekend? Nothing good.
I'm glad that we were all ignoring Anton. That's good.
So our next topic.
This is the best part about Skype. You can just ignore the person.
So our next topic, especially when they're calling transcontinentally.
Especially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be anything
other than what I've been trying to be lately.
All I gotta do is think of me and my peace of mind. Anyway, our next topic is the competitive communities.
Will Haley and Nathan get back together?
This is now a 1-3-0 podcast.
Can we do that?
No.
So I have a lot of thoughts.
Well, I've got, like, we don't need these guys, Brennan, all right?
That's true.
It's gonna be you and me, baby.
I've been watching that show recently, and I've realized that all of the, like, because it's the most, like, Hollywood whitewash show ever, because I was looking at it, I was like, I think if you change that physical heads on all of the female cast members, they would just be the same character. Like, they all have the exact same body. They're Barbie dolls.
I can't believe that you're flailing your arms about, like, a moron.
So, our next topic...
Sorry. Oh, Kieron.
Stu, you wanna...
Oh, this is Stu's baby.
You wanna lead us down? For our listeners, turn down Anto again.
Yeah, fuck Anto. Using your words.
Sorry, Anto, you're causing a disturbance.
You're making noise. Now you can't respond.
What's that, Anto? Can't hear you.
Oh my god, it's as bad.
What was that? I've turned you up again. I swear.
It's better be good. I'm just saying.
Berkson?
Berkson, is that you? Oh my god, Berkson!
He's gone to a winner's house now.
Why was he in mine in the first place?
God, best player in your podunk little meta.
It's true.
Okay, Stu, lay it on.
So, for our Reelsies talk pick. Talk pick of the week.
Talk pick.
Get rid of that cock cheese.
Talk pick your cock cheese.
Oh no!
It's a thing you use.
Have a hot day tonight. Better get that talk pick out.
It's a thing you use. Trench fever. In World War II. Or World War I. It's a... go look it up sometime. It's a hell of a thing.
Cock fever?
No, you would use it to fake trench fever.
Oh.
It was one of the ingredients to give yourself fixed.
Oh, like where you put a big cloth on your head and stick some pencils up your nose?
Yeah, and then you drank this and that actually worked.
Yeah. Gotcha. You had to shoot the whole regiment.
So, we're going to talk about...
the last day.
The effect of community has on competition. Sort of specifically about... With the start, looking
competitive
at
the mindset,
yeah, really. Competitive mindset. But kind of looking at the forums first, and then maybe talking about it more in general, and how some forum communities for factions have a much more competitive mindset, and how that overall helps a faction compete.
Can I prelude this with the fact that Stu gave up on the Merc forums this week?
I did.
He actually gave up.
I stopped reading Merc forums.
Hear that, Merc forums? A guy who writes an article every week about bad
making
forums
fun
are.
Of you guys.
Yeah. Maintains a sticky on the Merc forums.
I think that one just maintains a sticky on your underpants.
So stressful, man.
So, right. Shall we start with the ones that we think are good?
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk in general about what makes them good or bad before we say this?
Yeah, so specifically what we're looking at is like, a lot of it is just really good list discussion, mm-hmm. and not like talking about what makes a good list more so than this is my list, is it any good? Although there is a lot of that in the JVM thread, but like talking about good lists, good ways to like ways models interact in the faction, and kind of having a healthy discussion about what's worth taking without people being like, lol, you should take two sluggers with Gunbjorn.
Yep. Are people asking about making Gunbjorn lists?
Yes.
Well, people are always asking about underpeg castles because people like to hipster that shit. Yeah. I'd like to say, actually, ironically, given the fact that we're now going to classify some places as good or bad, the words good or bad are some indications that the forum isn't very good at talking about competitive mindset. Because the word good doesn't really mean anything when talking about War Machine models. There are very few War Machine models that are actively going to lose you a game when you put them on. You're talking about less or more helpful for your list and stuff. And some models are situationally really good.
Sometimes they really fit my playstyle.
Yup, yes really? Sir.
Alright, so what's
fuck you, Pagani.
What forums do you think are good? Let's to use these unhelpful terms.
More good.
What
it's more good and less good.
What forums are twice as more good?
Twice as more strong.
And what forums are twice as worse bad?
So for twice as more strong.
And which forums are double plus on?
Double plus ungood if we're going to go 1984, are we?
Yeah.
2 plus invulnerable, are we?
Well, now that Anto's in charge, I feel like he gets to say if we go 1984 or not.
The most powerful player dictates.
Hold on, Anto.
Stop looking at me!
I assume that the picture on the computer is Big Brother's face right now.
Yeah, sort of.
It looks like an ass pooping out an egg. Actually, upside down.
I just assumed it was Anto. Pooping eggs upward infinitely.
It's like some sort of meat spin or something.
he's an anti-grav egg pooper. You figured out how to, like...
I have been using the word groupthink a lot lately.
Comedy now, I can poop eggs whichever way I want.
Did you not send an email to,
some other podcast, which will remain nameless?
That was too long for them to read.
And in too fairness, they don't buy very hard.
And Siski was like using every... He was like,
most ponziest email I've ever heard read out on a specialist podcast.
And then they rimmed you over it.
It fucking happens though. Like I get excited about something and the words that don't come out are the words that come out.
You know, eloquently, I must point out.
Anything less than four syllables just doesn't get used. And I hear, usually I don't matter, but then when you're
not coming to the circumference of the vast deference of this audience.
Like penis joke. Really good penis joke.
Wait, but when you hear Patrick it actually being read out, you're just like,
yeah, it did sound quite fancy.
Yeah, it really fucking did.
I'm edumacated and you are all serfs.
Those guys had the good grace to refer to me as intelligent and not a wanker. So that was nice.
Totes wank balls.
They're too American and polite to realize.
I guess. Right.
Or also maybe from their American school education, they actually were like, I don't know any of these words.
Yeah,
they must be none of these words are chicken and deep fried. What the fuck?
I'm grits.
What part of the states are those guys from?
Midwest somewhere.
Doesn't matter! Deep fried chicken.
Misery.
Anyway,
I would like to have impressed that you did not make that racist. Well done.
What?
I'm not sure. I think you tried to.
I really expect you to just. Unintentionally severe and racist. You just do that sometimes. Because you got,
I'm too Irish. I'm insulated from real race wars. I don't know.
Yeah.
Real race wars.
The people in the next parish, they're the real enemy.
Oh, bastards. I think I'll take the hard.
No, it's the Protestants. It's the Protestants.
Too real. Too real.
Several of our grandfathers shot Protestants.
We don't shop the other day.
Shop. Get off me, lad.
We don't talk about the secret war.
Right, let's try a pirate. Let's make it a bit, yes.
Yar! You'll be stealing me filthy Protestant gold.
Oh, actually, on the way over, we were making fun of, sterling coins as Lutheran silver in the entire journey.
So good for him.
Good for him. So mark everything that I have to edit out between.
We're gonna leave it all in. This is not a non-topic episode.
Okay, go for it. Good
for
him.
Kieran and they're ever on topic. It's not a non-topic episode.
Good forums are. I think Brendan's trying to lick my ear.
So the Legion forum is obviously the kind of best known for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's JVM. Well, the Omnis, and there's some other people now actually with good contribution. It was the JVM show for quite a while. But a lot of it is...
That's a show I'd watch.
Yeah.
How many of them are there? Are there 12? Are there 12 apostles?
Disciples.
Are there 12 apostles of JVM?
Yeah, I hope so.
Does that make Omnis Peter?
The 12 signs of the coming of JVM?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Or does it make him Judas?
Well, no, I love that scene.
Is there anything that faction of JVM doesn't actually play or like?
What about the light artillery piece?
He doesn't play Incubi.
He just saved that on the blog, the discount games blog. He was like, here's how to make the skater crew work. I was like, motherfucker.
He doesn't like Incubi actually put in lists. He likes free ones, but he doesn't including them in lists. But he does like Incubi. So, yeah, he seems to just like everything. I'm sure there's something he doesn't like.
So he acted Judas in then.
Yeah.
How does he feel about minion models?
He's playing Lilith 3 against Krix. You can't Judas that.
Also, I feel like if we actually try and crucify him, he'll just Hulk flex the fucking cross in half.
I don't know. I think we had the ultimate force field to stop JVM coming close to just having Drunk Jerry.
Drunk Jerry is a pretty good Judas, actually. Can we, we call Drunk Jerry?
Yeah, Drunk Jerry. Judas. Jerry. Yeah.
Sorry, Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry. Clink something against your microphone there, Hansel.
Cochrane.
Clink yourself. Don't do that. We're still on air. Anyway, good forum back.
Alright, so if we're taking...
So a lot of it, there's a certain amount of the Legion forum that has the problem of there are a lot of newer players just asking Jake for a list.
How are Ravagor?
There is a good amount of people posting lists and getting feedback and discussing it, even if it is all very Jake-centric.
What for, Skithian?
It does mean that people are reading that and taking in what is good and what's worth playing and what's worth experimenting with and what's just kind of bad.
Are Shredders all they're hyped up to be?
No. Well, oh, Jesus, what was that? Oh, no, I'm not going to get into that. It's thread.
So open to all the different casters and ways of playing the faction. Anytime someone brings up as this good or bad, he generally interjects with, well, it's kind of good in this situation or in this list.
Yeah.
So, but why that so?
Yeah.
Which I think makes for better competitive players. Like, it gets out of the box a little bit.
The only time you get,
a absolutist opinion from on high.
Yeah. He gets an occasional, this pair seems bad. But yeah. That's because that's a different thing. Some pairs are just bad.
And he's probably right.
Yeah. He's got a whole chart for how to pair Legion lists. It's pretty impressive. It's like got categories, and you should take one from one category and another, and it's interesting.
Mm. Man, he is the best forum god. That's just so helpful. Anyway, what's another example of... That's obviously our best example of probably the best mindset for a forum that helps.
Yeah.
Do you want to do one or two more good ones, or just skip right to the other?
We can talk a bit about good ones. Do you want to talk a bit about the Circle forums before the last month?
The Circle forums are pretty good, but I think they're affected by the fact that their big player was Will Pagani, and he's just such a polarizing person. He just turns people against them, so the Circle forums also kind of got turned. Like, people were either like Will Pagani fans or Will Pagani like haters, and a lot of people didn't branch out. Also, Will Pagani's way less open to things, so you'd have his two lists that he was then happy with, and everything else would still be considered quite bad.
So if JVM is the Jesus, Will Pagani is the Bismarck.
Yeah. Perfect. But lately, actually, it's been a lot more open-minded, and people are starting to, like, dig into Circle's lesser played bits. But it's also lately just weirdly full of newer players.
Yeah.
Like, it's two whole straight pages of how are Warwolf.
Have you gone to Endgame, actually, for the surreal experience of reading Bobbliness's thread?
On
the Endgame gaming forums? Zones? Well, he's got a whole This Is My Tech thread.
No, I haven't, actually.
Because he can't post on PP forums at work. So he's got, like, it's literally, I think, the only thing that's on that forum.
Last time I was on the Endgame forums, it was just empty.
Yeah, it's just, like, a massive thread of bobbliness stuff.
Cool. Mm. But anyway, yeah, that's Circle forums, they're pretty good. And there's a lot of older players who are pretty solid, and there's a lot of good advice and stuff. And...
Yeah.
Is this the good ones here?
Yeah.
Okay, so Scar.
I think the Crix forums are quite good, for the most part.
They're okay. They're biggest problem. The Crix and Menon forums are just kind of...
They build kind of the standard Crix list.
Yeah.
It's just that when it gets to doing anything weird, they're very quick to go, just stick with Banes or stick with the Zedixis Mechanthrobot.
Yeah. Insert My Little Pony.
So when are you starting your Ask Anto thread?
I don't really care about, you know, helping little people.
I'm so above
correct
that.
Answer.
I was really sad that Ask Chuck about Legion didn't take off.
Yeah.
That was a glorious thread, because it's full of ridiculous shit. Chuck Elswick is a strange man.
There's an Ask Menot John about Menot thread. It's very strange. But it turns out a joke thread doesn't have 70 pages in it the same way as just asking JVM stuff does.
JVM is over 103 pages.
Yeah, it's fucking
ridiculous. How is that even?
Because new players ask the same question every two threads.
Just, yeah,
it's the same set of questions every pages. And you just got infinite patience.
What I learned is that the forum doesn't just auto-lock at 100. Some forums do that. I'm just kind of curious to see if that would happen.
Thank you, JVM, for answering yet another question that we didn't even have to ask in your thread.
Maybe this isn't JVM's just a robot.
Maybe.
Actually, you've met him.
And we looked into his cold, steely eyes. And then he helps Stu soar like the guy from Titanic or the girl from Titanic.
I would have said
that's Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
I don't know. One Tree Hill opening theme tune. You can off Nick. Right, you don't know the most iconic dance scene from the most amazingly Swayziest movie of the 80s.
What about Roadhouse, Swayze man? Love. What about fucking Roadhouse?
That was 2019, wasn't it?
Possibly. It had a neon sign in it, so I thought it was 80s.
Roadhouse. Roadhouse. The early 90s were kind of the 80s.
That's true. Especially in Ireland. Actually, the early 90s were the 70s in Ireland.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. All right, bad forums. What's a bad community, and why doesn't it help people have a competitive mindset?
The three worst ones. The two worst ones are probably Mercs and Ret.
Although, apparently, no, Ret forums are totally legit now.
No, they're terrible.
I haven't been on them.
They just took none of the... nothing Pagani said has had sunk in any way.
They're exactly
the same as they were before. They just never change. They don't adapt. They don't consider anything new. They are the epitome of groupthink.
You see, Stu looked deep into their eyes, and he saw that he could not change them.
Bought a load of models that went down.
And so he moved on. He wandered on. Maybe his journey will never end. Maybe one day someone will tame him. Tame that wild heart of his. But not today. Not retribution.
I hope it's JVM.
Tame me, JVM. Tame me. I'm a wild stallion.
I just want to soar.
Soar like that guy in Titanic.
Like that dancing movie, Titanic.
Lift me up and throw me into the Atlantic Ocean. Draw me like one of your French hookers.
Okay, so why aren't the reforms a good, why are they bad for a competitive mindset?
Because they just, they don't go anywhere new. They're a bit, and they're a bit of a, they're kind of, I guess, worse than the Cricks in that way. The Cricks don't ever seem to go anywhere. And the Red is the problem, but the Red has started from a worse place.
Yeah.
And often when they get it, an interesting piece, they twist it into very weird ways. Like, Virus 2 in theme is the thing in the Red forums.
Ossian.
That was especially...
the best three words in War Machine.
So every week on the what I learned on the forums this week, Stu starts with a picture of Ossian.
There was
and then
like,
a gun!
That's just it. Just Ossian plus gun. No more.
Yeah, I think it was so like 4 weeks where I just had a picture of Ossian and everyone because they've been some dumb Ossian threat.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's the unwilling, it's the fact that they're not willing, they're stubbornly against anyone coming in with a new idea. And they're actually, they're really aggressive about it. Like they, this has kind of died down a bit, but you, definitely it's still kind of there. This like, who the fuck are you to tell us how to play?
It's the sort of attitude. It's the martyrdom thing,
they
right?
They really hate being told that their faction isn't shit.
Yeah.
Because holy shit, then they might actually have to go so well, win some games.
They also hate people being told their faction is shit by Will Pagani. Which he does every so often. they really
did he do it
Will.
Again? Is it, did he like drop the mic because he left Red again?
Oh, well, he only played them as a troll.
Really?
Yeah.
He won an event. He won TempleCon as a troll.
Yeah.
That is actually mad legend. That's solid crap.
I think it was drawing people in his shop by bringing Rhett. Not because
they were like,
the
you'll
Red
never
boards.
Win an event. No one could win an event with Rhett. Like, and he was like, oh, I'll show you different.
He was just like, I'm going to bring Rhett. Wah, wah, wah. And then he did. And
he won. Fucking forgot Ossian as well.
Yeah, he didn't bring Ossian or his AFG
and
or anything.
And he still won.
I do like that. Like, it's interesting that people, some people took entirely the wrong lesson from what Will did as well. They didn't read anything he said and read into the stuff like, because there's all this stuff like, oh, Assyria is amazing. Will took Assyria. But if you read his thread, he's like, yeah, I probably would have taken Ossian instead of Assyria. But I actually just didn't bring Ossian. Not that he forgot her, or him. He just didn't bring him.
Yeah. Gas. So.
And then there's the Merc Forums.
Oh, God, the Merc Forums.
Plasma, no.
The Merc Forums just hate winning.
Hey, I want to win my Searforge.
No, you don't.
I think,
Like, the Searforge players are probably more competitive than a lot of the other ones. Fucking people who run. There's that troll thread from a while ago that Danny started about the stupid, like, lol,
Mariner,
freebooter.
The freebooter
that
is
was
Moloch
amazing.
Yeah, yeah, freebooter is basically Moloch Karn's thread.
That was the best thread, though.
It's pretty amazing.
The thread that was started about a joke from a mom podcast.
Yeah.
Bit.
Let me see if I got this right, I think is the name of the thread.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. But literally, that is how the Merc forums are. Like, it's not even. I think the first couple posts are people seriously being like, well, if you took this, it might actually be slightly better. Like, and it's something ridiculous. It's like Dirty Meg, and you marshal it onto her. Or you marshal it onto the Devil Dogs for Pronto. Maybe that already happened. It was just, like, this ridiculous suggestions of, like, this is, you guys, freebooters are bad.
It's not a committed forum, but for almost completely the opposite reason, in that apparently everything is good and works just fine.
Well, there's a big insistence on it that, like, oh, we're mercs, we have bad models, but we win despite that, and we're, you know, we're going to play harder. And there's this, they're very set in this, like, we're less of a good faction, but we're going to do it anyway, and we can't really accept good models.
Well, I think you're...
People play
Rucker Shaw. I think the thing, the, whatever that thing is called, Straw that broke the cows back for you, was the whole rejection of the Cephalics. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay, you have this complete misconception of what mercs are about. You know, it's, yeah, whatever, you want to play this and that and whatever, but you don't also get to complain when you get another thing added to your faction and you just don't like it, so you think you're being fucked over.
It's a load of man babies whining that someone else got other toys, even though they also get those toys.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest fucking, like, the worst thing about the release cycle is people complaining that other people got good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand to a certain bit not being happy with the stuff you got or wanting different stuff. That's at least reasonable, but complaining that other people got nice toys.
Well, in fairness, they got a lot of new toys they have to get to make those toys work. Like, it's not like it's just one castle.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what you buy into with mercs.
Yeah.
But like, there's a certain amount of that is what mercs are.
And it's the it's funny that like no one is particularly good at list building when really that's the list building faction.
Yeah.
If any faction, you have to be really careful with how you build lists. And you can do some really cool, weird stuff if you build this well. It's mercs.
Yeah. If you want a good counterexample to like the shittiness of the Merc forums, is the Mom forums for Josh's thread or Charmant's threads.
The really good Merc players.
Yeah, like the two good, like two of the, there's like three properly competitive Merc players that I'm aware of, which is Josh, Charmant, I don't know his real name, and there's Robert Shepherd, Australia.
Yeah.
And they all have very good discussions.
Hacksaw, I suppose.
Maybe. Yeah, but Hacksaw doesn't get to play. Like, he's primarily a judge. He doesn't post anywhere, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, unless you meet Hacksaw and talk to him about Mercs. Although the Merc episode of Road to War, Hacksaw, is pretty legit.
It is really good.
But, like, their threads on the mom boards, actually, there's a lot of interesting discussion in there. And occasionally a moron who has wandered in from the Merc forums. Like, the guy who informed me that, what, Mule, Double Marshal Mule, Gallant, Vanguard with Ashland is a good Lilith 2 drop.
I still don't understand mules.
They're marshaled mules. On one unit of gun mages, because it's not themed, because it's gallant in it. So it's two on the dude, and I don't know how this at all deals with... Because he was explaining to me, like, oh, well, Lilith's 2's feet doesn't kill everything. And I was like, okay. Because I had some points, and he's like, okay, well, no, his list, legitimately, Lilith 2 won't kill all the heavies, not in her feet. It can't kill a Ravagor. But
I mean, they won't kill in one turn, but I'm sure over several.
Yeah, like it's like, okay, but Lilith, like you have no models in your list that can kill a Ravagor.
Yeah, and what do you do against any other matchup?
Like, the mules can't shoot them because it's Shadow Pack, and they can't. They're not good in melee because they're Jack Marshall. You have Gallant, who's a POW 17 heavy, so they kill Gallant.
And then win.
Then they win. This scene.
Yeah, you were telling me about this, and I couldn't even understand.
It seems bad. But the Merc, like, this is a standard Merc, like, this is someone who posts in the Merc forums a lot. Oh. Like, they just don't seem to get what's bad.
They don't understand what is play.
Yeah. And they're, yeah, and there's just a lack of willingness to be good.
What?
What's the meta forum like? I never really...
I don't like it.
Well, it's actually not that bad. It's very kind of, it's not Sisky style, though, because most people would be like, no, that doesn't seem like it's good. It's a little bit like the Craig's Forum in that Menon have been really solid and okay in almost all the matchups for almost all of Mark II. So it's not as...
Since the gun line showed up.
Yeah. Since people realized that that's actually the best way, so, at least core. Yeah.
2012.
So it's been stratified for about 2 years now.
Yeah. But there are some really good posters. Lots of posters are just like, yeah, cool, you can do this, recognize that, and rest of that. So most of the advice random people will give you is quite solid. There's a few naysayers who are kind of bad, like every forum. There's a few really good posters, people like Celebros and, of course, Otter Mike.
Yeah. Mike P?
Yeah.
He actually, he's a good case as well because he has some weird tech.
Yeah. So. And he tends to be quite open to going, I'm going to try this model. He'll often say it doesn't look good, but he'll go and try it and be like, yeah, you can do this, and that with it.
My biggest problem with the Menoth forum is that every time something new comes out, they will point blank refuse to consider it as it sits within the faction. They'll be like, oh, well, other factions just get stuff that's, you know... just good by itself. Why don't we ever get that? Is it because we're men off the forum, the faction of synergies?
Yes, this you know is the troll problem.
You know, it's like
Tristan, all model shit.
Tristan Durant is not a super solo, but he's fucking solid for
he's the best. You know, Warcaster.
Yeah, because of the Warjacks that he comes with and the Warjack support that he comes with.
In fact, you're going to take giving away lesser Warlocks works, which is they're probably not going to be that good apart from the troll one, just by how the Fury system works. Tristan will probably be the best of all of them.
Yeah.
Just because of the faction he's in.
I think so.
And he's the best Menoth release in Vengeance. Yeah. And the only release cycle I've been on the Menoth forums has been Vengeance, which has been kind of a mopey cycle anyway.
Yep.
But man,
they're a great source for Doom. Like, they just hate
it. But it's like two or three guys, and they get really contagious, and they're not even people who actually have that many good opinions in general. And some of them, you listen to their other talking about their meta, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, well, you get that in the troll forums as well, where, like, sometimes people just seem to come out of the woodwork.
We're never in bad forums of people.
But I think the two forums that have threads that begin with titles like, is Tyra all that bad? You know, is Vindictus ever worth playing?
Can we make Blog good?
Those are the like, symptomatic fucking threads that you'll see in Menoth, whereas other factions are like, how do I play Strakov? You know, it's not like, why is Strakov bad? Persuade me.
Oh, the persuade me thing's really
the Vindictus thread actually got really good. Yeah. It spawned a second Vindictus thread, which was excellent.
Yeah.
People are still pretty mopey about Tyra.
I like her.
I think she's okay.
I like her.
Why? What's that crazy list? Souls Rand was surprisingly good. It was double daughters, Avatar, Reckoner, Choir. Basically, what he did is he feeded to shove daughters in your face and then brought all his heavies up and killed you.
That seems really good. Yeah.
And also, he had Nicaea as well. Nicaea with her feet is deeply unpleasant.
Her feet is just really good. It is awkward. Like, it's very difficult to use. And I feel like Tyra actually has quite a high skill cap because you have to not get her killed.
Yeah.
But I think she's really good. Or at least very, very solid. Plus, it's a caster and Menod. Who cares? You can just take Menod stuff and be fine. Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's the problem with
trying to... better if you sit tight and play her like a Menod caster.
Exactly. I think that's...
she's something special.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the problem with trying to develop kind of bully-ish or big kind of imposing Menod casters, because you still have to balance them around all their Menod stuff and they'd end up pretty mobi. Apart from Krios Tree, who just like has everything. Death debuff, fixes arm, fixes defense, has purification, is a personal monster, has a Wicked Horse buff, has a speed buff.
Wicked Horse buff.
Has an RFP spell.
That was the name of Force my Hammer. Valeting... My
yeah, Force Hammer, Jesus, like service. That guy.
We used to go down to the race courses, we'd be calling ourselves Wicked Horse buff. People didn't really... People weren't ready for it, man.
But yeah, but other than the Krios Tree, I think that symptom hit Resnik 2 a little.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we have to balance him so he doesn't actually go and kill a heavy or two, because then you still have a Menop battle group, but now he just can't really do that too well. He's still a creator's rat, so he ignores buffs and his power 13 all boosted and so on.
Also, a lot of people in the Menod forum seem to subscribe to the view of if it doesn't show up a lot, it's bad.
Yeah.
Which is it's the stupidest bit of form logic. Because definitely when people talk about it, they're like, yeah, like talking about Resnik 1. Like, he just doesn't do Resnik 1 as well. And like, and people are like, yeah, and how often you see him talked about? Like, yeah, but Resnik 1 is good.
He has an amazing... Both Resniks have two of the best feats in that faction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resnik 1's feat is just so good. It's just like, oh, camping are you?
Yeah.
That's one of the few feats that affects Fury and Focus.
Yeah.
Like, that'll really... And Warlocks tend to just be right up there in the middle. Like, I got 5 transfers. I'm immune. Blah, 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 blah.
And it's all Fury, so it's things off the Creel Stone. It strips...
It's one of the only things in the entire game that affects the Creel Stone.
Yeah.
Like, lots Eris of weird 3. Men also.
Yeah. Watch out for that, troll players.
E-Hexers.
Stupid troll force.
Yeah. I love when that happens. The troll players are like, what?
I'm going to take all your armor.
I love it when you feet and forget the stone's there, but it doesn't happen as much as I want.
Do you want to talk about troll forms at all?
They're miserable.
Yeah, I think
they're a miserable meat mountain.
Yeah. They've gotten a bit better.
They have been miserable since the Mountain King.
Yeah, they're still really sad.
I remember at the very in Mark 1, they were kind of miserable.
My favorite
in Mark 1, they were bad.
My favorite thing...
But they were still... They were a bit more optimistically resigned to being bad.
Yeah.
And in fairness, in Mark 1, trolls were pretty bad.
Trolls has a load of old players, like a load of Mark 1 carryover players. So
a lot of them have stopped posting regularly, but every so often you get this, like... A lot of the problem with troll forums is you get these cycles where, like, people will stop posting for a while and... You kind of get like a new crowd and it's kind of optimistic for a bit. And then like the old guard sweeps back in and it just crushes everyone's souls.
Wham. My favorite thing from the trolls recently was...
Drop my post cannon on you.
They was Wilshik. Wilshik posted that photo of the huge fist, which is probably as a...
Big fist.
Yeah. But it looks...
It's an all right fist.
People were like, oh, maybe we're getting another colossal. And someone said, I would rather get nothing than another colossal.
That is... That is retarded.
But did you see that someone did a mock-up of got one of those fists and another one of the fists and did it up like on the Blitzer body, the new Blitzer body, and it looked fucking savage. It just looked this massive
it's
wall
definitely
of armor.
Heavy. Like,
it has to be heavy.
It's going to be a new release that's on an 80mm base.
That was strange.
Like, no, if that was a thing, they would have announced it at the fucking keynote where they announced shit like new base sizes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it'll be. I hope it's not.
It's probably character heavy. No, they can't give base arm 20.
No,
it's trolls. That's not allowed.
It's one too much. It's too damn high.
It'll be base arm 19, and its animus will be this model gets plus 1 armor.
Tenacity.
This model cannot be affected by the animi of other models. That'd make it fine.
It'll have base arm 20 and yielding. That seems fine.
Yeah,
because that way, if you take it with Epic Gristle, it doesn't benefit from the feet.
Unyielding and battle driven.
Yeah, battle driven.
Yeah.
On a Warbeast.
What trolls don't need is more armor. They need more, variety. Trolls have loads of variety. I'm not sure what models trolls need. And if anyone says 8-point reach heavy, I'll slap.
I think they need what they need is a shepherd.
Yes,
because that'd be fair and balanced.
Yeah.
That thing that allows you to run 2 bombers and take all the fury off.
Totally fair and balanced.
I think that's okay.
Well, that was what we were worried about, that their lesser would do.
Grim 2 should probably just be the next Epic Lilith.
I think so.
I mean, that seems fine.
As long as I
snap all my bombers.
Xerxes 2 is the new Epic Haley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like that's gonna happen.
Yeah, totally. Can't wait till I can't wait till he slams everything he impacts into.
I hope so. I really do.
He'll still be awful because he's on a huge face.
Yes, because he'll slam them directly away from himself. Then his charge will fail.
He'll have follow up.
Because he'll run.
No, he can't impact. His movement is done. He's fine. He's fine.
No, he has entropic force in command 10.
Oh, he's 18.
So he slams everything away. It hits everything else. Kills everything within the 10 inches, and then he finally gets to his charge.
Follows up, and then Faye walks back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Faye walking
him would be hilarious.
I can't go anywhere.
You'd be like, you move that one model behind his base, like,
ah, balls.
Beep, beep.
Ghostwalk doesn't let you move the models.
Huge base is kind of
blowing. Maybe he's got that rule that Denegra has where you can become incorporeal.
Okay, so we're going to change topic again.
Oh. I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I gotta do is think of me and my piece of mind.
So now that we made fun of the forums, we actually want to talk about why having a competitive...
yes, yeah, that might be a good idea.
...mindset is actually really, like, good for your faction. It's one of the reasons, like, the reason I kind of occurred to me is...
Give me some straps.
I need me straps.
You had too much. I'm cutting you off.
Just rub some straps on you.
That was me slapping up a vein in case.
Yeah, he's gonna shoot up in a moment. It's gonna be weird. So what I was thinking
is vicious, violent wanking.
We see a lot of success from like Krix, Circle, and like and Legion and stuff. And I think part of that it's always accredited by morons to the fact the idea that this faction is better than other factions.
Oh,
I think part of it is there's a good competitive mindset for people to discuss lists, have an idea what's good with a list, and play. You kind of have a broader group of people playtesting lists, coming up with ideas, and it's easier to find what's good, what works. Because it actually, like, takes a very long time to figure out what is good in War Machine. And it's one of the things that, the most rage-inducing thing I ever encountered on the Trollblood forums was when I was told straight up that I was an arrogant prick because I suggested that we had not solved Trollbloods.
I just think you're an arrogant prick anyway.
Yeah, that's probably fair. But I was like I was just like, there's new lists and new tech, and I was just told like, no, we've tried everything. Everything has been played. There is nothing new worth testing.
Troll forums have play tested literally everything.
They have solved War Machine and trolls are bad. So, but like,
solved for X.
So we're gonna ignore that idea and say that like, there's a lot more to try and test and play with lists. I mean, mm-hmm. JVM has been playing Legion for a million years and still finds new shit to do.
Yep.
And that kind of better competitive mindset with players testing.
I can cut it out. Hold on. Okay, I can cut it out afterwards.
I think actually helps make a faction do better in the meta than if you have a bunch of players playing fucking freebooters and wanking.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
There's a thing going on in both the Circle and Scorn forums actually at the moment called community list, where everyone gets together and has to play a list 3 times before they're allowed actually even comment on what they think about it and stuff.
It's on
the Scorn one's been going pretty well. The first Circle one was okay. The second Circle one should be a bit better because more people are interested and stuff. It's just it's getting off the ground a bit slower.
Yeah.
But it's a really good concept. And it's almost all about like playing a slightly underplayed caster, seeing what you can actually do with them, thinking about a certain matchup, that kind of stuff.
The weird list.
Do you want to try it on the map forums?
Yeah.
I had really good high hopes for the...
I just don't think they'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, there was like, lol, more errands and zealots.
War are Rakumnars.
Yeah.
there was the Hunter's Grim Challenge, now like almost a year ago, that I thought was a really good idea, which got people playing loads of Hunter's Grim lists and submitting results and seeing how it went.
Yeah.
But then the results never kind of seemed to get processed. I think they're out now, but I never saw them. So I submitted a lot of stuff to it, and it sort of never seemed to quite pay out as much as I would like, but that kind of idea of getting lots of people together to playtest stuff, and I think it would have worked a bit better if it was more like this idea where you have a core list for people to play with.
Yeah.
But having everyone play multiple lists to get an idea of the caster was a bit of a clusterfuck. There was like my Grim 2 list, and then the people playing the Impaler spam, Mauler style, where you take the two Impalers and the Mauler rages them, and the Immortality and the Pound 19s. And you had a bunch of people playing that, and you had someone else playing, like, crazy melee jank. And it just ended up a bit all over the place.
Do everything. Or, like, you put anything in the list, so having, sort of, even getting close to best list, really hard to recruit to.
I think having done the Circle one twice now, I think what the way, or a good way to do it is build the core of a list and leave like 5-6 points so people can fuck around with it a bit.
Yeah.
Because people tend to kind of get a bit gribbly about having to run one specific 50-point list if they make this, if decisions are made they don't really like.
It also makes it harder to pair it.
Yes.
If you want to take it to an event. Correct. If you're locked in. Like, this list takes Mulg and Janissa.
Especially since the point is usually to go find its matchups. And you're like, okay, I think I have an idea, but I need to cover it with this. And no one's entirely sure going in, so you want options.
That's it. I've been having an absolute party trading Troll Tech with Chad. It's pretty great.
That sounds great.
So the way that forums can be useful to a competitive mindset is to actually have one. You know, just kind of talk about, shockingly, talk about how we can, you know, we can all improve as players together and make the best use out of our faction tools, rather than getting settled into this mindset where X is bad or X is good.
That's
perfect. So, you know, just be excellent to each other. Yeah.
And avoid,
I think it helps if you're
party on dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to avoid threads like where
that's
you talk about
music.
Yeah. Where you talk about, you know, how powerful your faction is in the current meta,
doesn't
or how do trolls rate in the current state, or how do mercs rate, or what do we think of blah, and it kind of like that sort of discussion is
or
less
vote
good.
For your most popular warcaster.
Yeah. Right, at least that one's not very distracting.
The threads that are dangerous are the ones like, what do we do now against House Guard Thane, or what do you know, it's Legion, I think. But,
yeah, Legion had a bunch of those. They had a weird spike in them. What? How do we handle his Isiria was one of them.
Circle's ret matchup is really different now. I don't even like it. I haven't thought about it that much because I don't see that much ret.
Do you feel the need to now start a thread entitled How Does Circle Deal with Ret? Because
I wouldn't
think
word
you might
it like,
get laughed out.
Word it like that, but I think it's
what
worth really discussing that matchup now, because the Thane and Isiria are both really good against the typical ret drops, which is usually just Blood Tracker's low.
The bad forums, I think, are the ones that kind of assemble this embattled group mindset. Like, they feel like they're under siege.
They have, like, so their own self-replicating... Replicating kind of, like, congratulations, we have it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyone then trying to challenge that takes away what they reward themselves with, which is feeling hard done by.
Oh, man. Every time, I get told constantly that I am, like, an unreasonable optimist and that my expectations don't match reality, and I'm living in la-la land because I think trolls are good.
I think trolls might just... They just have options to do
which kind
everything.
Of begs the question, why are those people playing trolls?
I know.
Trolls just massive.
Really good shooting, really good melee, they can play
cool.
really
like,
convincing
yeah.
base lists. Really
you can't lock yourself forms. Into certain ideas as well. Like, the troll forums have kind of settled on this idea that, like, lights are... Basically, a lot of people in trolls seem to hate the idea that we're the light warbeast faction.
That's great. I wish I had great.
Yeah, like, the light warbeast and trolls are ridiculous, but people have just decided they don't like them. And that
what?
Really hurts playing competitive, but they just don't like the idea of playing lots of light warbeasts. So, like,
they're
people
so
don't play
bored.
Slag trolls and stuff. And it's like, but slag trolls?
I love slag.
I hate seeing slag trolls on the other side.
I just love slags.
Like,
yeah.
No, my word.
I have a deep abiding love of slags.
I'm gonna...
Well, we knew that.
You slay.
Slags just fucking punch holes in warjacks and constructs as well.
So he loves slags and he punches holes.
Blowing up objectives with them is just
so easy as well.
Right. Okay. So one last fun topic is going to be.
Yay, fun. Tags, Siski.
Yay. which is going to be. So the Masters
Thanks,
is. The Masters.
His mom.
The Masters is next week. And for all of you guys coming over for it, you are definitely listening to this podcast.
And if you're not coming over for it, fuck you. Come over for it.
Yeah.
Especially you, Keith Christensen.
Dick. Gingerbeard the pirate.
Keith Anna.
Can't even win a convention. Wanker.
Think about it. You're now a worse Crix player than Anta.
That is low.
Just think on that for a moment.
Why hasn't
We'll wait. Just think. Think on it.
We want to introduce you to some items of Irish slang, just so you're not deeply confused when you come over here. So the first and most important is crack. So crack is not crack cocaine, although sometimes it is. But mostly...
May or may not be included in the
when it's spelled C-R-A-I-C. C-R-A-I-C.
Yes.
C-R-A.
A.
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 Instead of A.
C or A I C. This means fun or good times or
to crack.
Yeah, the crack.
having the crack.
You can have the crack.
Sure, it's only also, a bit of crack.
It's also a thing where if you just slide your hand into Kieran's butt.
if you slide your hand into Kieran's butt, it's crack. A butt crack. There is crack cocaine in there, and you're having the crack. It's the triple threat.
Yay! Yeah. You can also be asked, what's the crack? Which means, what's the story? Which is another phrase used to mean, how's it going? What else? Is that it? Oh yeah, and everything's grand. That is the all-purpose adjective.
Yeah, it means fine.
Yeah.
It's a good. Yeah. It's a good-ish fine.
Yeah, it's alright.
It's not great. It's grand.
Yeah.
Act are excellent because nothing ever is. Mm. Best you can do is grand.
Yeah.
700 years of oppression. We don't get to have excellent.
Nothing is excellent.
Those dying from lack of potatoes.
Mm-hmm. There will be a break on the second day of the Masters so we can all go for mass.
And that'll be good crack.
Those of you who
that should be grand.
Those of you who aren't celebrants can form a queue at the last pew so that you can
leave. Go to hell together.
if you need to understand Irish mass, just take out the documentary. It's called Father Ted. It's an in-depth documentary about three priests living.
True
on
story.
Ireland.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the real Ireland.
Actually, if you just want to understand Ireland, probably just watch Father Ted. Honest
to God. And importantly, the Rubber Bandits. It gives you both ends.
Yeah. Rubber Bandits, bae. Yeah. Yeah, so look on YouTube for the Rubber Bandits.
If you see a guy with some sort of gimp mask made out of a shopping bag, you're on the right
one. I kind
of
wanted us to show up with Centra bags, face holes in it.
I'm afraid.
I'm like, anyone would get it.
I'm not even sure what song to recommend as a good cultural primer for Ireland that wouldn't just be confusing as fuck.
I totally go
into or pretty creepy, because some of their videos are sometimes really weird.
Yeah, no, it should be Horse Outside if you're going to do Rubber Bandits.
Yeah, it's probably a good one.
Yeah.
Another Roisin.
Yeah, that's a really good.
It's a pretty good one. He has to fight your father. he has a gypsy boxing fight.
Was it for this that died the sons of Roshi?
Oh, it's the one where they adopt a little boy or his little friend.
Oh, that's actually really
my friend Oscar or my friend Nigel.
No, Nigel's a new son. I can't remember. We're way off track here.
Yeah, that's
cool.
If you want a really trippy one, watch the video from my dad's best friend. Your dad's best friend. It is weird as shit.
Mm.
You seen it? He'll show all you guys after the podcast.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, it's Dutch.
Okay. Any other terminology? Couple fukla.
Story, bro. Story, bud.
Yeah. What's the story?
Yeah. That's generally. Means, how are you?
It means they want to know what your story is.
So tell them your entire life story.
How's tricks does not mean how's your prostituting going.
The thing is, all these sayings can actually be used for the literal term. Generally they aren't, but they can be
used. They just have a broader use.
How's she cutting also means how are you.
It'd be kind of an Irish version of how's it hanging.
Because
our penis is cut rather than hang.
Yeah, we're like cats. We have barbed penises.
He does.
I got weird.
Hey, Siski's clawed mushroom dick aside. The Beethaland one.
That is my name.
Oh, this is an important one that Norbert misinterpreted wildly to all of our embarrassments. When we say on Saturday after the final round, would you like to go for a pint? We mean only one pint. We all drink it and we're home by 9. To be tucked into beds by our mothers and read a story. It's especially difficult for me because my mother lives in Virginia. She has to make the trip 7 times a week.
We do get a bottle of spuds, though, when we go to bed.
Did Norbert think we met more than one pint?
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
And then he got wasted. And it was
that is
so
awkward.
Embarrassing.
That is such a social faux pas in Ireland.
That is gauche. That is.
We had to.
He's bringing out his wife as well.
He's so mad.
Really awkward.
My goodness.
Is he?
Yeah.
That poor suffering woman.
Actually, here's one. If you're getting hit on by an Irish lad, those of you women who listen in are coming over.
Or Norbert.
Are you well? Because you're looking well. It's a classic.
Yeah. How's your Mickey is a nice way of saying how are you. How's your Fanny if you're a lady.
Or if you're a particularly feminine man.
Yeah.
Over here.
Well, horse. Snake.
Well, horse, yeah. That's well, horse.
Oh, I forgot about Lady and the Snake until you reminded me earlier today.
Yeah, you're Lady and the Snake. That's Stu's stripper name. Lady in the Well, Stu's lady and the snake is the surprise part of the act.
Nice. Britney Spears, I'm assuming.
Alex Bugansky of fucking Dark Omen met me as I said that.
I was calling you a transvestite stripper. Actually, this is that he walked in.
The Dark Omen guys, because they sent over one of their players to us, and I know at least one of them.
As a sacrifice.
Listen, to be like, oh, can we do this? So he came to our WTC tryout, and one of the first things he encountered was me and Phil Johnston playing a game. And me discussing how Lady and the Snake was my tranny stripper name, and Lady is when I tuck it in.
Snake is
when Snake's the big reveal.
Snake! How old is he? He looks about 12.
Fedder is not the only kind of boa you're going to see 20? In this show.
Yeah. He said he came
is he living
up
here or Cork?
He's in DCU, I think.
For yeah, he came up to me in Connor's game and he was like, I'm American. We looked up and down and was like, really? He was wearing like a backwards baseball cap,
fully flat,
and
you
denim
know.
and denim
three-quarter lengths in fucking spring in Ireland.
There's meant a few gang signs at you as well.
Like. Yeah. He was.
You were like, hold on, let's check. Say 33 and a third.
I did the fact like, oh, is
someone
did
exactly 33.
Any spare spots for
the
Masters?
The
yeah, cool. Anyone got an
did
army?
Did you play your black lad?
Yes, I did. I dropped my black lad all over the place.
It's so much worse when you have a cultured fucking accent.
I know. I was like, stop saying it.
That's not a term.
Culture, yes. So it means a person from a rural area.
A person of Brennan persuasion.
From outside Dublin.
Yeah.
Uneducated.
If they're wearing wellies inside, it's probably a cool gene.
Yeah. So they're sort of like rednecks, except...
much more benevolent.
Less sophisticated. Yeah.
There's a lot less creepy overtones.
Yeah. They're not like... Well, they are gun-toting. I guess my uncle did shoot off his shotgun.
Oh, yeah. They're gun-toting and ignorant. And very religious.
I mean, we all shoot off our shotguns.
And very rural. And again, uneducated. I should really stress that.
The best term I heard recently was...
Place in Ireland that has the highest rate of legal gun ownership under a farm license is Blanchardstown.
Blanchardstown, the suburb of the capital.
Yeah.
Gas.
The suburb makes it sound much nicer than...
Oh, gas!
Oh, yeah. Gas means...
Amusing.
Funny.
If you haven't picked that up from this many episodes.
Of Siski just going, gas. He's not declaring the current state he's in.
We drop
like, Siski's like, now I will be solid.
I
use liquid Siski.
That we have like a little like a natural gas detector in the apartment.
We're all fucked if you go.
I am the triple point of Siski.
Non-Newtonian.
I just imagine that like natural gas is building up and there's a little thing that only Siski can see telling us. And we're recording and he's like, no, gas! Gas!
Guys!
Gas! Guys, we have to go, gas!
And the firemen are in, and there he's getting interviewed on the news later, and he's like, I tried to warn everyone, but they just wouldn't listen. They thought I was just been having the crack.
I'm like the Gassandra.
Oh, leave.
Anyway, before we get any worse,
I followed up working
on... Is that possible?
Like, oh, it's really odd. Hopefully the Ukraine's still here around by the time we finish this episode.
I don't think so. It's been 45 minutes already.
Russia's already gotten to the Sweet Garlicky Center.
Oh, dear.
Of government. Whoa, this was a bad episode.
Well, at least
you guys shouldn't have let me skull all those strepsils.
People of the Ukraine will be pretty happy because they'll be hosting the Winter Olympics by the end of the weekend.
That's true. What if Russia invades Poland before we get there?
Oh shit!
It's a very different kind of team championship.
Well, I guess then I'll be. Ireland will still be neutral, but I'll be drafted because I'm now in Northern Ireland.
Saggy tits, I'm sure.
I recant my decision. If I'm forced to take up arms...
Yeah, you won't be able to put your nickname on it, on your shirt or anything. When we go to Poland. You'll be like, own saggy tits, Norman.
It's not, I think it's spelled like TCZ.
It's the same.
Yeah, they won't even like.
We'll find that spell it right.
Yeah. John Foster will do that.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Ian's on
they
the
are
team.
The same
Charlie, Damien, Foster, John.
Yeah.
Charlon, Foster.
And Ian's on the team. We can just ask.
Yeah. Alright, so that's an episode, I think. So,
is it? Yeah, the value of episode.
I'm really sure it is. I need to go to work tomorrow. This is goodbye from Skype Man.
Hello.
You're still there.
Alive.
I remembered your name. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Excellent.
How much groupie sex have you had since you won?
Just bombed 7 times.
Well, no more news.
Well, yeah, everyone that, though.
Nice. Yeah.
Goodbye from Stu. The weather was kind of rainy.
Goodbye from Update Man.
Sharon Bolgar.
The Irish man with hat.
Goodbye from Owen. The ketchup is finished.
And it's goodbye from Siski.
Frism?
And now we fade out to the One Tree Hill theme song. I don't wanna be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind. I'm tired of looking around, who's wondering what I gotta do or who I'm supposed to be. I don't wanna be anything other than me.
We all out of burns once we're past item one in the list. this is all recorded, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It is.
So otherwise, I'm being needlessly mean to Ando for no point, which I don't mind, but I want to know.
Yeah.
Is this lighting up red?
At the top.
Thing? Ooh.
No. Yeah.
I love this.
So if that
this
lights up, basically, one of my favorite things that it's being
overloaded. Where is the raider?
It's being overloaded
because I put in a seat on the last direction.
Why are you being a dick?
I know I need to
try and not hit it.
I can brand take out carrots to put a raider.
What? Carax is the first thing that pops into your mind to remove from that list.
Yes, I need it for the extra point, for the cheaper point. It makes the mammoth 19 points. And so it makes that 8 points.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. So we're going to talk about SmogCon first. Do you feel like
throwing
doing
away.
It's only minus 9. Do you feel like doing battle reports or what?
I don't know. Do you want to do a full battle report?
No.
Not like turn by turn, but like talk about your
key moments.
Yeah, key moments.
Looks bad. I like
talk. Actually, a lot of people have been asking me what your thoughts were going into the matchup.
You need it for the team,
so maybe we.
Yeah, so
we'll repeat
about,
our conversation we had just before you played it.
This is the worst. Yeah. It's amazing.
Cool.
Because we had a good long chat about Peacecarrow or Terminus.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so then we'll do...
There's a mammoth, some swordsman, and a tower commander.
So we'll do your SmogCon first, and then we might do some bits from Kieran Nolan. Then we were going to talk about the competitive communities, so basically the forum communities for each faction.
Yeah, and like, I think we can do a broader thing about like how having an actual competitive community can make a faction perform better.
Yeah, that's an interesting conversation.
I think you'd have a lot to say about that, Stu, and you don't usually talk too much, so...
I spend a lot of time reading fucking forums, though.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so will we start?
Someone's meant to go into some sort of ketchup-induced coma.
Ketchup-induced coma. I don't even want to imagine that. That sounds like
I ate a liter of ketchup.
He pretty much filled up an entire plate with ketchup and had 3 chips with it. And ate all of the ketchup. And then had 17 strepsils. And now he's washing down with coke.
Oh, this is going to be a good day. I'm going to be a safe driver on the way home.
You're going to have the weirdest shit tomorrow.
I brought up on whiskey with lamps a minute, so I might just pass out in a little.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're only supposed to have one strepsil every 2 hours.
Take those away from me.
Just dump them into the innocent gun and just down that left.
I'm trying to remember what is strepsil do to you if you overdose.
It's paracetamol. Pardon?
Oh yeah, I am just going to get really trippy then.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the best episode.
Because I was really trippy from being slightly sick anyway, so...
Yeah. Alright, so we're going to start.
Yes, mommy.
Alright, let me finish this strep.
Was that the noise of him grinding up and snorting it?
Oh, yeah. This is the worst.
Please feel free to handle the recording equipment.
Yeah, is that a euphemism?
You should have been here earlier. Emily had given Siski the opportunity for some serious zingers, and he was just like,
"So did you? You said you were on easy."
I feel like mine were more intentional. I feel like yours were kind of sleep induced.
Yeah, Mr. Strepsil.
I am perfectly grumpy.
Strepsils make me good talk.
Couldn't possibly.
I am for words. Right, let's do this.
Yeah.
Sisquay, take it away. Take it a Sisquay.
Me, 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 me,
me. Me, 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 me.
Oh, no. Round car.
I don't want to be anything out of 10 what I've been trying to be lately. All I got to do is think of me and my peace of mind.
I did not expect that.
I was talking to Sisquay earlier about how my girlfriend's been watching a lot of One Tree Hill.
All right.
And how I've forgotten in relationships that you end up watching a lot of Poxy soaps.
Good God. Alright. Is that your laptop?
I think it's Anto.
Anto, is your laptop going
Anto, are you worrying? You didn't win
actually,
that much.
Actually,
calm down.
It would be fine if we just...
Oh, it is now, yeah.
It's waves, is it? Are you by the seaside? Anyway, have you taken your smog control?
Okay, okay. Let's get started.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, it's Lord of the Feast, don't collect call. Do not pick up that phone.
I will put you to bed. Fart token.
Fart token.
Took you in, read you a story.
Have you guys seen Machete? When the Lord of the Feast calls, it's just like when Machete calls.
If
you just get a text from the Lord of the Feast, you know you're fucked.
Wait a second.
If Machete just texts me.
If you're good, only if you're good.
Can't wait to let that second movie come out. That they may be the best.
Okay. Are we good? Yeah. All right. Next time your ear extenders are coming out.
Is that a euphemism?
We'll just be there. There'll be 5 solid minutes of bourbon fart and the stool just stay there quiet and we'll start the podcast. Sisky be halfway through his speech and still just shit himself.
You guys have watched Metalocalypse?
Yeah.
You know the Snakes and Brows episode where everyone dies? That's going to be this podcast.
All right.
What are you drinking?
Cool. The worst part.
Okay, guys.
And then one of the announcers called out Oin, and I thought it was just Martin making fun of me, but it was actually calling me, so it took me 15 minutes to go up and fix the list. Just
cause. Eowyn. You're lucky.
No Eowyns. Not a single Eowyn. Everyone was like Oin. Or Yoin.
The E is silent. Gotcha.
Yeah. So next year I'm strongly considering just writing Owen.
No! No.
Don't you go Welsh on those, you bastard.
Drove through Wales and it was beautiful.
No.
Those guys have actual like terrain.
Every time
like,
someone says why can't those Irish guys pronounce their names properly, you're like, go fuck yourself. Those are phonetic Irish names, you ignoramus.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Mm.
Stoops, the Mulaque.
Fuck Anto.
Good speech. Right,
alright, let's go. Let's do this.